All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so today on the deep dive, we're going deep on something that's pretty unsettling.
Yeah.
You know, this letter we got sent to the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Yeah.
And it's your experience with this neighbor that just seems to have taken things way too far.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who knew low frequency vibrations, laser pointers,
okay. And
even, you know, talk of a sonic weapon could be like all part of one person's arsenal of annoyance.
Well, it's interesting that you use the word arsenal,
right?
Because it really does seem like that, an arsenal,
yeah. You
know, very deliberate and escalating series of actions.
Yeah.
And you know, we'll definitely get into the potential reasons behind this behavior.
Sure.
A little bit later. But, you know, for now, let's just lay out this story for our listener.
Okay.
Starting with kind of the subtle stuff.
Right.
That you initially, you know, kind of brushed off as just annoying.
Yeah. And you really strike me as someone who, like, prioritizes peace, you know, would rather just let things slide. You even mentioned apologizing when someone else bumps into you.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, this is different. You know, you describe this constant low frequency vibration
right. Emanating
from your neighbor Gary's side of the duplex. And, you know, that started to mess with your sleep.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is you mentioned that it wasn't just like random noise.
Mm-hmm.
There was this rhythmic quality to it, almost like a heartbeat.
But that detail is crucial, right? Because it really suggests intentionality.
Yes.
It's not just an old fridge humming.
Right.
You know, it's something more deliberate, something designed to be felt, even if subconsciously.
Right.
And then there's that jabbing noise that you talked about.
Yes.
You said it seemed to like follow you around your home
uh-huh. And
even frightening your German Shepherd Max.
Yes.
So that really, you know, this targeted aspect of it
right. Really
sets it apart from just typical neighborly noise complaints.
Totally. Like someone was playing like a creepy game of Sonic hide and seek with you.
Yeah.
I got chills reading that part.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and when you finally did try to address it with Gary,
mm-hmm. His
response was far from reassuring, wasn't it?
No. His dismissive attitude coupled with, you know, this suspicious glint that you talked about
in
his eye. That's disturbing.
Yes.
It hints at, you know, someone who not only lacks empathy, but might even derive some kind of pleasure from your discomfort.
Yeah. Okay. So red flag number one.
Big time.
Things escalate from there.
Yeah.
Enter the laser pointer incident.
Oh, boy.
You're just washing dishes, minding your own business.
Right.
And suddenly there's a red dot dancing around your kitchen.
Yeah. I mean, who does that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really where the harassment takes a more overt and aggressive turn.
Right.
A laser pointer itself might not be physically harmful.
Right.
But it's being used here as a symbolic weapon.
I see.
You know, think about it, invades your personal space.
Yes.
It makes you feel watched. even within the supposed safety of your own home.
Yeah. And it wasn't just a one-time thing. It became like a nightly ritual.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes targeting your dogs as well.
Jeez.
And the fact that he's now visually connecting with you, making it clear that you are the target. I mean, that's pretty unsettling.
Yeah. The repetition here is key, right? Yeah. It establishes a pattern of harassment.
Uh-huh.
A deliberate attempt to wear you down, to make you feel like you're constantly on edge.
Right.
This is classic psychological manipulation. And it can have, you know, a serious impact on your sense of security and well-being.
Then there's this whole trash saga.
Oh, yeah.
Which frankly sounds like something out of a psychological thriller.
Yeah.
You started finding odd items in your bins, stuff that definitely wasn't yours.
Right.
And you even caught Gary adding to it himself, claiming that he was just keeping the neighborhood clean.
I mean, that's a bit much, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, that's...
This is a textbook example of what's called gaslighting.
Right.
It's a form of manipulation where someone tries to make you doubt your own sanity and perceptions.
Yeah.
He's denying reality, twisting the narrative to make you question whether you're overreacting or even imagining things.
Yeah.
And that kind of psychological manipulation can be incredibly effective at undermining your confidence and ability to trust your own judgment.
It's like he's intentionally blurring the lines between helpfulness and harassment.
Absolutely.
Just to keep you off balance and wondering if you're going crazy.
Yeah.
And all of this is happening before we even get to the truly disturbing part.
Right.
His use of sound as a weapon.
Yeah.
But before we go there, I think it's important to acknowledge that you tried to be reasonable.
Oh, for sure.
You tried to talk to him. You even tried ignoring him.
Right.
But nothing seemed to work.
You're absolutely right. You made efforts to resolve this situation amicably.
Yeah.
But he was unresponsive.
Mm-hmm.
And that lack of engagement, you know, that refusal to even acknowledge the issue speaks volumes about his intentions.
Yes.
He's not looking for a compromise. He's looking for control.
Right.
And that's a very dangerous dynamic.
Which leads us to... The night things took a truly terrifying turn. The night the vibrations became so intense.
Oh, yeah.
That they were impacting not just you, but your kids and your dogs as well.
This is a critical turning point in the story.
Yeah.
It's no longer just an annoyance or a personal attack on you.
Right.
It's now affecting your family, creating an environment of fear and anxiety within your own home.
And you were understandably desperate for help at this point.
Of course.
And you reached out to both the HOA and the police.
Mm-hmm.
But as we know, those avenues don't always provide the swift resolution we hope for.
Yeah, unfortunately, noise complaints and neighbor disputes often fall into a legal gray area.
Right.
Authorities may have limited resources to deal with these situations, especially when there's no clear-cut evidence of wrongdoing.
Yeah, it's a frustrating reality.
It is.
So you decided to fight back. And you used a baby monitor and a loop of barking dogs and crying babies.
Oh, wow.
To disrupt Gary's peace and quiet, just as he had disrupted yours.
I mean, that's pretty ingenious. It was a clever attempt to level the playing field, to showing how it feels to have your peace invaded by unwanted sound.
Mm.
But as we'll see in the next part of our deep dive, Gary's response to your countermeasure takes things to a whole new level of disturbing.
It's like your attempt to fight back, you know, with the baby monitor and the sounds.
Yeah.
It kind of backfired. Instead of de-escalating things, it seemed to trigger an even more sinister response from Gary.
Yeah, that's where things get really dark.
Yeah.
He didn't just back off.
Oh, yeah.
He started leaving these creepy notes on the doorstep.
Yeah.
Even a dead rat in the mailbox.
Oh, jeez.
And then there was the whole BUZ thing with the car covered in Post-it notes.
Oh, wow.
It's like he went straight from subtle annoyance to full-blown psychological warfare.
These actions demonstrate a clear escalation in aggression.
Yeah.
Just a complete disregard for boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the notes especially are chilling because they show a deliberate attempt to intimidate and threaten you.
Yeah. Remember that suspicious glint you mentioned earlier?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it seems like that glint has morphed into something much darker.
Right.
Something that enjoys seeing you fear for your safety.
Yeah, like he was trying to systematically break me down.
Yeah.
You know, make me feel so helpless and vulnerable that I just abandoned my own home.
Right.
But then the truly terrifying part.
Yeah.
The part that sent chills down my spine.
Uh-huh.
Was the sonic weapon.
This is where the story shifts from disturbing to downright dangerous.
Yeah.
You described it as like a massive speaker, the kind you'd see at a concert.
Yes.
Just blasting this low pulsating hum directly at your house.
Yes.
And you said it wasn't music.
No.
Wasn't even recognizable noise, just something that seemed to vibrate through your very bones.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It was awful. The dogs were howling.
Oh, God.
My kids woke up screaming.
Jeez.
And I even felt like my own head was going to explode.
Yeah, it's not just an annoyance anymore.
It was causing real distress and potentially even physical harm to you and your family.
And what I didn't understand at the time was how insidious this kind of sonic weapon is.
Well, it exploits the vulnerabilities of human hearing, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about low-frequency sound waves, specifically in the infrasound range, which can travel long distances and penetrate walls with ease.
Yeah, I see.
They're practically impossible to block out with conventional methods.
Really?
And while you might not consciously hear them as, like, distinct sounds, your body still feels them.
Right.
And they could have a range of negative effects.
So it's not just about the noise itself.
Yeah.
But the way that those sound waves interact with our bodies.
Exactly.
What kind of effects are we talking about here?
Well, it can range from like mild discomfort, like headaches and nausea, to more serious issues like sleep disturbances, anxiety, and even panic attacks.
Jeez.
In extreme cases, prolonged exposure to high-intensity infrasound can even cause organ damage.
That's terrifying.
And the really scary part is that it's often used because it leaves little to no traceable evidence.
Oh.
It's the perfect weapon for someone who wants to inflict suffering without leaving a clear mark.
And, you know, from what I described in my letter, it seemed like Gary was getting this sick sort of satisfaction out of it all.
Oh, man.
He'd just stand there watching me suffer with that same infuriating smirk.
That smirk, that enjoyment of your suffering, that's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
It suggests a deeply disturbed individual who derives pleasure from exerting control and dominance over others.
Yeah.
This goes way beyond a simple noise complaint.
Mm-hmm.
It's a deliberate and calculated act of cruelty.
At that point, I felt completely trapped.
Right.
I had tried reasoning with him, ignoring him, even fighting back in my own way, and nothing worked.
Right.
I even mentioned in my letter that I'd started to consider moving.
But why should you be the one forced to uproot your life, to abandon the home you've built because of someone else's malicious actions?
Yeah.
It's a common dilemma faced by victims of harassment. This feeling that they're being punished for someone else's behavior.
It's a terrible position to be in.
It is.
You know, being held hostage in my own home by this invisible weapon, this sonic assault that's affecting my physical and mental health, as well as the well-being of my whole family.
Right.
So where do you turn when the traditional avenues for help, like the HOA and the police, haven't provided a solution?
That's where things get complicated. We've already touched on the limitations of noise ordinances. But it's important to remember that laws regarding noise harassment are constantly evolving.
Okay.
And the intentional use of sound as a weapon,
especially
in residential settings, is starting to gain more legal attention.
So there might be legal options that I haven't even explored yet?
Exactly. But navigating those legal waters can be tricky.
Sure.
That's why meticulous documentation is crucial. Keep a detailed log of every incident, the date, time, duration. And like a vivid description of the sound.
Okay.
Note any witnesses, and if possible, try to record the sound or capture video evidence.
Got it.
This could be crucial in building a case against Gary.
So while it might feel like I'm alone in this fight, there are resources available.
Yes.
And the legal landscape is shifting in favor of those who are targeted by these kinds of sonic assaults.
That's right.
But that brings up another important point. The psychological impact of all of this.
Absolutely.
You know, I've been subjected to months of escalating harassment.
Right.
From subtle manipulation to outright sonic attacks.
Yeah.
It's bound to take a toll, right?
Absolutely. The psychological effects of this kind of prolonged harassment can be profound.
Yeah. We're
talking about anxiety, depression, sleep disturbances.
Right.
Even post-traumatic stress disorder in some cases.
Oh.
It's crucial to remember that you're not overreacting. Your feelings are valid. And seeking professional help to process this trauma is essential.
It's easy to get caught up in the legal battle and forget about the emotional and mental toll this is taking.
Exactly. Remember that self-care is not a luxury.
Yeah.
It's a necessity.
Okay.
Surround yourself with a supportive network of friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
Consider joining a support group or connecting with others who have experienced similar situations.
Okay.
And most importantly, don't hesitate to seek professional help from a therapist who specializes in trauma and abuse.
This is heavy stuff.
It is.
But before we get too deep into the psychological aspects, yeah, let's bring things back to Gary. What's going on in his head? What could possibly drive someone to engage in this kind of systematic and cruel behavior?
Right.
I mean, we've spent some time exploring the what and the how of Gary's behavior, but now I think it's time to really delve into the why.
Yeah.
What could possibly drive a person to engage in this level of, you know, targeted and relentless harassment?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's rarely a simple answer when it comes to human behavior.
Right.
But, you know, based on what you've described in your letter, there are a few possibilities worth exploring.
Okay, so, like, the most obvious one.
Yeah.
Could Gary just be, like, a miserable person who enjoys inflicting misery on others?
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
But it's a bit too simplistic, don't you think?
I mean, especially when you think about...
Remember, Gary's behavior exhibits a pattern.
Right.
You know, a calculated escalation.
Yes.
That suggests something more complex is at play.
Okay.
It's not just random acts of meanness.
Right.
It's a systematic campaign of manipulation and control.
So we're looking for something deeper than just your average jerk.
Exactly.
Okay.
One possibility is that Gary suffers from a personality disorder.
Oh, okay.
Like narcissistic personality disorder or antisocial personality disorder.
Right.
These disorders are characterized by a lack of empathy, a grandiose sense of self-importance, and a need to exploit others for personal gain.
So what would make someone with one of those disorders act the way Gary does?
Well, let's take narcissistic personality disorder as an example.
Okay.
People with NPD often have a fragile ego and a deep-seated need for admiration.
Right.
And when they feel threatened or slighted, even in like minor ways, they can lash out aggressively to reassert their dominance and control.
So something as simple as asking him to turn down the music could be perceived as a challenge to his authority.
Exactly. It's not about the noise itself.
Right.
It's about maintaining control and reaffirming his sense of superiority.
And that triggers this whole cycle of escalating harassment.
Precisely. And the more you try to assert yourself, the more threatened he feels and the more extreme his behavior becomes.
God, that's scary.
It is.
That someone's fragile ego could lead to this level of torment for another person.
Yeah, it's pretty disturbing.
What about antisocial personality disorder? How would that manifest in Gary's behavior?
Well, individuals with ASTD often exhibit a pattern of disregard for rules and social norms.
Mm.
They can be manipulative, deceitful, and impulsive.
Right.
And they show little to no remorse for their actions.
Okay, so the creepy notes, the dead rat, the sonic weapon.
Right.
All of that could be seen as a manifestation of his disregard for societal rules and his lack of empathy.
Exactly. He's not bound by the same sense of morality or concern for others that most people have.
Right.
In his mind, he's not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
He's simply getting what he wants, regardless of the impact on others.
It's disturbing.
It is.
But it also is incredibly insightful.
Yeah.
It kind of helps to make sense of the seemingly senseless.
Right.
But even if we do understand the potential psychological factors at play, it doesn't change the reality of my situation.
Right.
You know, I'm still living in fear, trapped in this sonic nightmare.
Yeah.
So what can I do? Where do I go from here?
Well, you've already taken some important steps by documenting the harassment and reaching out to authorities.
Right.
But, you know, as we discussed earlier, noise complaints can be difficult to resolve through traditional channels.
Yeah.
It might be time to explore more specialized legal avenues.
What do you mean by specialized legal avenue?
Well, have you considered consulting with an attorney who specializes in harassment or neighbor disputes?
I haven't, no.
Okay. Well, they might be able to identify legal strategies that are specific to your situation.
Okay.
For example, there are emerging legal precedents regarding the use of sound as a weapon, particularly in cases involving infrasound and other forms of sonic harassment.
So even though noise ordinances might not cover the specific situation, there could be other legal avenues to explore.
Exactly. And remember, the legal landscape is constantly evolving.
Right.
What might not have been actionable a few years ago could be grounds for legal action today.
Okay.
A lawyer who specializes in this area can help you navigate those complexities.
Got it.
And determine the best course of action for your case.
Okay, so what about in the meantime?
Yeah.
You know, while I'm gathering evidence and exploring legal options,
right,
how do I cope with this ongoing harassment
that's where self-care and support become crucial.
Yeah.
Remember, you're not alone in this.
Hmm.
Reach out to trusted friends and family members.
Okay.
Share your experiences and let them know what you're going through.
Yeah.
Sometimes just talking about it can make a world of difference.
Yeah, definitely.
And consider joining a support group, either online or in person.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting with others who have faced similar challenges
okay.
can provide a sense of validation and community.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then professional help.
Yeah.
I mean, therapy can be incredibly helpful in processing the trauma and emotional distress
mm-hmm.
caused by this kind of harassment.
Yeah.
A therapist can provide coping mechanisms.
Right.
Help you develop strategies for managing anxiety and fear.
Okay.
And guide you through the process of reclaiming your sense of safety and control.
Yeah.
So while the legal battle might be long and arduous.
Right.
There are steps I can take to protect my mental and emotional well-being in the meantime.
Exactly. You're not powerless in this situation.
Okay.
And remember, knowledge is power.
Yes.
The more you understand about Gary's behavior,
uh-huh.
the legal options available to you
Great.
And the resources at your disposal, the better equipped you'll be to navigate this challenging situation.
You know, this has been a truly eye-opening deep dive into the dark side of neighborly relations.
Yeah, it has.
And while we've uncovered some disturbing truths about human behavior and the limitations of, you know, traditional legal systems,
mm-hmm.
we've also highlighted the importance of resilience,
mm-hmm.
self-care, and mm-hmm. the power of community in overcoming adversity.
Absolutely.
Remember, you're not alone in this fight.
Yeah.
There are people who care.
Yes.
Resources available.
That's right.
And legal avenues to explore.
Right.
Keep fighting for your peace and your right to feel safe in your own home.
Absolutely.
And to our listeners.
Yeah.
If you've ever experienced anything similar or have insights to share, we encourage you to reach out and join the conversation.
Yes.
Sometimes just knowing you're not alone can make all the difference.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.